There we go. Oh, remember those? Snowflakes. Lovely. Of course, it's easy to forget about that, isn't it, today, because it's such a beautiful, glorious day. But I was originally going to give this talk when we were in the jaws of the beast from the east. Yeah, do you remember that? You know, unfortunately, I was rather poorly, if you remember, so I didn't even get to make a snowman that weekend, let alone preach a sermon. But now we're enjoying, I think, some of the best from the west, or certainly from the sort of the southwest. All this lovely spring and summer weather, and it's just fantastic. It seems like ages ago, but it's actually only a month that we were worried it was going to snow, actually here in Peterborough. And other parts of the country did get snow, and roads were blocked, and snow ploughs were out, and trains were cancelled. But the snow brings out the bizarre behaviour in people, doesn't it? Do you remember that? That was just sort of before we really got into the beast from the east. There you go. Punting down the River Cam, covered in snow. There you go. That's what we do, isn't it, in Britain? You know, a bit of snow, it's not going to put us off, we'll go punting. But, you know, and we did get a bit stressed and panicked, though, after a day or two. It doesn't help, though. Apparently, in the middle of Cambridge, this is what the temperature was reading. I think there was a bit of an error there. You can't always trust technology, can you? Minus 35, I think you'd have to be in the middle of Siberia to get that kind of temperature. But, you know, of course, sometimes, you know, even if you don't have to punt to work, you know, we do have to travel. But how can we be certain that the road that we want to go down is safe? You know, sometimes you kind of think, well, I'll just leave it, I'll forget it, I won't do it. You know, well done to all those of you that battle your way through Trekfest today. You know, you didn't have to, but you did. You know, I had to get across from Chesterton, but I had to do that journey. Sometimes you have to do a journey, sometimes you don't. But how do you know if it's going to be safe? Sometimes we can't be sure, but in some parts of the country where snow isn't uncommon, they have snow gates on the roads. Don't know if you've ever seen that. One of the routes that we do when we head up to the Lake District is sometimes we go up the A1 and then we come off at Scotch Corner and go across the A66 to Penrith. And that whole section is enclosed by snow gates. So if the snow gets really, really bad, as it can do along the A66, although not in July and August when we go, they don't let cars continue down that road and get into trouble. They use a gate. They close the gates on the road so you can't get yourself into trouble. Gates are great things, aren't they, for that? Gates stop us getting into trouble. When you have little children in your house, you attach stair gates, don't you, to prevent little children, and in our experience, any visiting adult, from being able to get either up or down the stairs. You know, and the idea is that it stops little children falling down and hurting themselves. And sometimes parents close the front gate. Maybe, you know, as a parent, you've done that, you know, so your children can play out. I remember my parents doing it. The front gates were closed so that cars couldn't come in while we were playing in the front garden. Maybe you remember that happening. And the countryside code. Actually, I was interested. I always thought the countryside code was always closed gates. But actually, it's now leave gates as you found them. So, but the general idea is that you're not going through a gate and wandering out and all the livestock are following you, okay? So, because the livestock can be a little bit, you know, reckless, can't it? It doesn't really think always about what it's supposed to do, and especially sheep, bless them, they can be a little bit dippy and get themselves into all sorts of problems. You know, like for example, that. I'm not sure that's entirely their fault. But they're looking a little bit sort of sad and forlorn there, aren't they? You know, bless them. Or that is more its fault, isn't it, I think? How on earth did it get in there? Oh dear. You see, never put a sheep and a small chair in the same field. Or a bucket even, with food. And I'm not sure that is quite its fault. If you look, I think it might be going from one to the other, so maybe that's a little bit excusable and understandable. That isn't. I've no idea. If you do, let me know. I'd be interested to know how it got there, you see. But in verses 7 to 10 of our reading today, we read, Jesus said again, "Very truly, I am the gate for the sheep." The gate? What gate? It's a bit odd, isn't it? What did Jesus mean by that? I mean, I thought, you know, Jesus said he was the good shepherd. But the gate? Well, yes, he did. But that's the next of Jesus' I am sayings that we're going to look at. So we've got to be careful this morning. We don't sort of stray too much into next time, into June's family service, when we're looking at the Good Shepherd. So today we're just going to look at a little bit. I'm just going to get to grips just briefly with this Jesus saying that he's the sheep gate. But that will help us when we come to look at the Good Shepherd as well. We're just going to look at verses 7 to 10. See, here's the thing, the sheep pen, the sheepfold, is really good news for the sheep. Imagine those sheep out on the hills and the fells at the start of this year, when we had all of that bad weather. Picture them alone and undefended in the dark and in the cold. If they were just out on the hillsides and had no shelter, then they'd be at the mercy of the elements, of the rain, of the snow, of the hail, of the sleet, and any predator that happens to be passing by. But a sheepfold or sheep pen really changes that. Now, when you picture a sheep pen or a sheepfold, you might be sort of thinking of something fairly flimsy, sort of a couple of sort of wooden posts with a bit of wire around, just to sort of contain the sheep. But actually, that's not what you have out on the hills. During my time walking in the Lake District, I've really, really valued and being grateful more than one occasion for the shelter afforded by a sheepfold. That's a bit of grass. That's a sheepfold. Hooray! There you go. That's sort of what a sheepfold looks like. You can sort of see dry stone walling, a nice kind of a round shape there. Quite high walls, and it's great. Because it means that sort of when you're out on the fells and the rain's coming down, and out there the rain doesn't sort of just sort of come down like this. If you've ever been to the Lake District and on a fell, you'll know the rain doesn't do that. The rain does this, like that. Okay, really fast and horizontal. All right, so that's great. Although it's not got a roof on it, it's great. It's got these high walls. It's sturdy. It's made of stone. It'll protect you from the horizontal rain as well as anything prowling around. Although, to be honest, that's not a huge problem around Keswick, but it is a problem for us as Christians. Peter tells us in the New Testament that the devil prowls round like a lion, seeking someone to devour. That's what the devil's like. He's looking for someone to steal away from God. He doesn't want us to be safe with God. He doesn't want us to know God's love. He wants us to... It's like technology again, isn't it, Roger? That's right, I'm sure my phone will do it one day. So he doesn't want us to be safe. He's looking for someone to devour. And Peter says that because here in John's Gospel, Jesus describes us as God's sheep and the devil as the thief. The thief who's out to steal and kill and destroy us. You know, the thief doesn't take the sheep to sort of love it. We like herdies, don't we? Herdwick sheep. They're particularly sort of lovely kind of sheep, and sometimes we're sort of driving past and we'll kind of go, quick, open the car, let's get one in. You know, we don't by the way, don't worry. But you know, that would be to take it home and love it and cherish it. But actually really thieves don't do that, do they? They steal the sheep to kill them and eat them and you know, for bad things to happen. And Jesus says that's what the devil's like. He's not trying to steal us to love us and be kind to us. He wants to steal us away from life and from God and from Jesus. The devil would like nothing more than to steal us away. He longs for us to die in our sin. And he wants us to not inherit eternal life. But he's up against Jesus, the gate for the sheep. See, Jesus says in verse 10 that he's come so that we might have life and not death, and life in all of its fullness. Okay. Could you just come and give me a hand for a moment? No. Shaking their head. When the children reach the age where they're going, no. Kind of, no, they're getting old. Anyone going to come and give me a hand? No, it's me today. Right, okay. Well, we've got that there. What I was going to do is, I'll just show you. We're all a bit sleepy today. So if we built a sheepfold like this, okay. So we're going to make all the walls there. Okay. So let's put another row in, just to sort of build it up a little bit more. Are those going to stand?
Yes.
Like that. There we go. Now, okay, so that's a sheepfold. Here we go. Okay, so I won't try another layer. So is that a good sheepfold? No, what's the problem with that? Oh, sorry? Gap, it's got gaps in it, it's got gaps in it. Yes, it, yeah, it has got gaps in it. It's got no entrance. Well done, see? We need an entrance. So let's make an entrance. Alright, so now we've got an entrance. Imagine that's more like that, okay? And it's not really got the gaps in, apart from the entrance. What's the weakest bit of the sheepfold? The door. You're right. The door. Because if there's something prowling around, it can't get in this bit. It can't get in this bit. But there's a nice door there for, isn't there? Well, hey! And all the sheep are in there. It's kind of like a McDonald's. All you can eat buffet. That's the weak point, isn't it? The door in the sheepfold is the weak point. So it needs an actual physical door. Now, we can have life in all of its fullness because Jesus saves us. That's what we were hearing in the Jesus storybook Bible. That he has come to save us. And he did that on the cross and by rising again. And we're going to pick this up as we work through Jesus' I am sayings. Because do you remember we had that spoiler alert, didn't we? Where Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. But Jesus says it plainly in verse 9. He says, I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. And that's the key there, isn't it? That Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Now we might think of it, when we think of a gate, we might think of sort of like a big door like that, don't we? So kind of, it's an odd image, you know, sort of almost like Jesus, kind of like someone, you know, got like a little hand leg. Yeah, is that what Jesus means when he says that? It's really strange. Well, let me explain it to you. In the Middle East, sheepfolds are very similar to the ones in Cumbria, except the weather's much nicer. Okay? But it's very, very similar. There's a stone circle or a stone square with a little gap in it which the sheep can go in and out through. There's no wooden gate. And that's deliberate, isn't it? Because, you know, if the sheep are out on the fells or out in the pasture or wherever they are and they need to shelter, if there's a wooden gate on it, the sheep can't get in, can they? Shaun the sheep's not real. Okay, the sheep can't kind of go... Alright, okay, they can't do that. So there can't be a gate on the sheepfold. It needs to have that space there so they can get in and out. But the sheep are being looked after by a shepherd. So once the sheep are inside the sheepfold, the shepherd himself lies across the gate. That's a Middle Eastern shepherd. And can you see the sort of a stone behind his head and a stone by his feet? He's lying across the gap, the gateway in the sheepfold. The shepherd himself makes himself the gate of the sheepfold. And the sheep are safe inside where he can keep an eye on them. And he can guard them from any predators. Because he's there, the sheep can't just sort of wander past him in the darkness at night. And nothing bad can enter in and attack them. It's got to go past him first. So the sheep are safe and secure. They're hemmed in and guarded. Okay, the sheep aren't prisoners. They can come and go. But when he knows it's safe for them. And nothing bad can get in to harm the sheep. So if we're saved by Jesus, we are safe indeed. We can come and go and find pasture, as Jesus puts it in John 10. We can live life in all of its fullness. It's not that we are, you know, kept captive by Jesus forever, but Jesus is looking after us. He won't let any danger come to us. The shepherd won't let the sheep wander off into the darkness or into the storm and the blizzard. He won't let the predators in. He keeps us safe with God. Our salvation is secure with him. And that means we don't need to fear the devil or his schemes, because we are secure with Jesus, just as those sheep in that sheepfold in the Middle East are secure with their shepherd as the gate of their sheepfold. We are secure with Jesus guarding us. And that reminds us of what an amazing, loving God we have. Amen.